Chai Elul is a very significant day on the Hasidic calendar. Why is that? So the Friedrich Rebbe, the sixth Rebbe of Chabad, quotes the elder Hasidim, and he says that the elder Hasidim taught that Chai Elul is the day which gives life into Elul. Why does Chai Elul give life into Elul? Well, the Friedrich Rebbe records a tradition according to which the Baal Shem Tov was born on Chai Elul. He then achieved a higher state of spiritual consciousness on Chai Elul a few years later. And finally, although it's the case that for many years the Baal Shem Tov was a hidden tzaddik, on Chai Elul he revealed himself sometime in his 30s. So Chai Elul is associated with the revelation of Chassidus. Secondly, the Altreb, the Baal HaTanya, the founder of Chassidus Chabad, was also born on Chai Elul, according to the Friedrich Rebbe's tradition. And what's unique about Chassidus Chabad is it takes the more ethereal teachings of the Baal Shem Tov and makes them more rationally and psychologically accessible. And that's a virtue in the fact that although it takes the teachings out of their ethereal, shiny selves, it nonetheless makes the teachings more accessible to broader audiences and in some ways more impactful, given that we're able to internalize them. So Chai Elul gives Chayus, gives life to the month of Elul because it's associated with the founding of Chassidus. As is well known, one of the primary features of Chassidus is the idea of joy. And here the Rebbe explains why it's the case that the Hasidic perspective makes Elul more lively and more joyous. Generally speaking, we conceptualize tshuva as something that's sad. And that's because when you're doing tshuva, you're generally remembering the negative things that you did, the negative behavioral patterns that you were stuck in, and trying to perfect them. So you would think that Elul is all about sadness. But number one, Chassidus offers a general perspective of joy. It places great emphasis on the Rambam's teaching that every mitzvah should be done with joy. But not only that, Chassidus discloses a deeper dimension in tshuva, which says that tshuva is not merely and not primarily about remembering the bad things you did. Tshuva is primarily about returning to a relationship with Hashem, returning to Hashem. And that's something which should bring great joy. So tshuva then is a complex phenomenon. And Chassidus Chabad is very into teaching dialectical thinking and complex thinking. So it tells you that on the one hand, this tshuva process is sad because you're remembering the negative things you did. But on the other hand, there's something very happy about it, something very joyous about it, in that remembering these bad things that you did and resolving not to do them going forward and taking the steps to make sure that you will not do them going forward makes it such that you're coming closer to Hashem and is therefore occasion for great joy. The Rebbe further adds that the 12 days between Chai Elul and Rosh Hashanah correspond to the 12 months of the year. And every day of those 12 days, one is meant to contemplate on the corresponding month in the previous year, in the outgoing year, and think about what they did good in that month, what they did bad in that month, and how they can make that month a better month in the coming year. So, on Chai Elul, you would contemplate on the idea of last Tishrei, and what you did last Tishrei, what was good last Tishrei, what was bad last Tishrei. On Yud Kesel, you would think about last Cheshvan. On Chaf Elul, you would think about last Kislev, and so on and so forth. The Rebbe further adds that Chai Elul is a turning point in one's contemplative exercises in the month of Elul. Until Chai Elul, the Rebbe says, one focuses more on the domain of action. What actions was I doing in the previous year? What behaviors was I exhibiting in the previous year? What feelings was I having in the previous year? Were they good actions, thoughts, and feelings, or were they bad actions, thoughts, and feelings? From Chai Elul on, however, says the Rebbe, there is a transition. And one thinks about where those thoughts, actions, and feelings came from. And that's very much a domain of Chassidus, In that, Chassidus offers a map of human consciousness and deep psychological insight, a model of the human psyche for understanding where it is that our bad behaviors are coming from and how we can perfect those bad behaviors at the source instead of just remaining stuck in behavioral cycles. And beyond that, through the teachings of Chassidus and through the contemplative path that Chassidus offers, Chassidus generally will uplift our lives and make our lives a more illuminated place. And that, ultimately, says the Rebbe, brings Mashiach. In that, through the teachings of Chassidus, we can spread the teachings of Chassidus to illuminate our own exteriority, to illuminate those parts of ourselves which are outside of the domain of holiness, and furthermore, to use the teachings of Chassidus to illuminate the outside, the literal outside, meaning those people and places or the dimensions of those people and places around us who are not yet within the domain of holiness. And through those efforts, we're bringing Mashiach. So in that sense, Chai Elul, every year, is Mashiach's birthday.